Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. We are the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Guillermo Vega, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, June 2, 2025. We'll have news, sports, music, and today we'll have music with lyrics written by Horacio Ferrer, a late, very important tango poet and scholar, because he was also a scholar. He conducted the Lunfardo Academy of Buenos Aires, and he was an expert in tango history, in tango language, but he also wrote several songs that are very important, mainly in partnership with Astor Piazzolla. And today is the birth anniversary of this artist who passed away 11 years ago in 2014. So we're going to have music written only by him, lyrics written by him, with music by Astor Piazzolla. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are a DXA. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency 5850 kHz and also via internet on rae.com.ar. We are ready now to get started with the news. These are the headlines. President Javier Milei's upcoming trip to Europe and Israel confirmed. Visa exemption for Argentines traveling to China is now in effect. Colombian President Gustavo Petro claims assassination attempt. Panama seizes drug shipment bound for Europe. Platense wins the Apertura final, claiming the first championship title in its 120-year history. And these are the news. President Javier Milei will depart this Thursday for Rome, where he is set to meet Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni on Friday, June 6. The following day, he will be received at the Vatican by Pope Leo XIV. Mr. Milei will then travel to Spain to speak at an economic forum before heading to the French city of Nice, where he will meet with local peer Emmanuel Macron. On June 9, the next day, the Argentine president will arrive in Israel for talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, among other activities. During the meeting, it is expected that a direct air route between Tel Aviv and Buenos Aires will be formalized. Visa exemption for Argentines traveling to China now in effect. As of yesterday, Argentines traveling to China for business, tourism, exchange or transit no longer need a visa. The measure also applies to citizens of Brazil, Chile, Peru and Uruguay. This is a temporary arrangement set to expire on May 31st, 2026, according to Beijing. Colombian President Gustavo Petro claims assassination attempt. He reported that a cache of anti-tank weapons was found near the Casa de Nariño, the presidential palace in Bogotá. Mr. Petro said police officers were involved in the plot. He also revealed, "This is not the only incident we have discovered in recent months." Panama seizes drug shipment bound for Europe. Authorities in Panama announced the seizure of a shipment of narcotics destined for Europe. The drugs were captured during multiple police operations over the weekend in the Central American country. 7,001 kilogram packages of narcotics were found in a container that was headed for Belgium. The packages contained cocaine, according to the report. And now, sports. Platense wins the Apertura final, claiming the first championship title in its 120-year history. The Vicente López team of Buenos Aires province defeated Huracán 1-0 in a match played at the Estadio Madre de Ciudades in the city of Santiago del Estero. Guido Mainero scored the only goal of the match in the 18th minute of the second half. With this victory, Platense has secured a spot in the 2026 Copa Libertadores. Lionel Messi arrived at the Ezeiza training ground also this Monday to join the Argentina national team ahead of the double FIFA match days for the South American qualifiers. The Albiceleste will visit Chile this Thursday, June 5, before hosting Colombia on Tuesday, June 10. And in other sporting news, Franco Colapinto finished 15th in the Spanish Grand Prix and reflected on his performance, saying, "I'm not sure what happened, it wasn't what we wanted, obviously." The Argentine driver faced several issues with his car on the Barcelona circuit. He also spoke about his next race, the Canadian Grand Prix, and said, "I'm feeling much more comfortable heading to a track I've never raced on. Now that I know the car better, it's a small step forward." And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE. Argentina al mundo.
Okay, folks, we're gonna pay homage now to Horacio Ferrer. He was born in Uruguay exactly 92 years ago, June 2, 1933. He passed away in December 2014. This is a very important man in the history of tango. He was a scholar. He headed the Lunfardo Academy. The Tango Academy. And he was an expert in Lunfardo. There is a Lunfardo Academy, by the way, but it's not the one we're talking about. Ferrer was an expert in tango history, and he was also a poet himself. And is best known for his partnership with Astor Piazzolla. Together, they wrote several anthems. But perhaps the most important is the one we're going to play now. This is a track that generated controversy in Argentina when it was first released in the late 1960s. It was a festival, a tango festival at the Luna Park Stadium, a very important boxing arena here in Buenos Aires, which is also used for music shows. And there was a tango festival in Piazzolla released this composition that some people really welcomed, but some others heckled at and booed because tango purists thought this wasn't tango. They were performing this song at a tango festival, and many purists, people that were into, I don't know, Gardel kind of tango, that 1930s, 40s tango orchestra sound, they were shocked, and they rejected what Piazzolla was proposing. And some say that some members of the audience threw coins at the artist in expression of their rejection of the song. This signals and indicates still today the controversy and the debate about Piazzolla's music being or not being tango. Piazzolla dismissed this debate, and he simply called his music citizen music, música ciudadana, that's to say music of the city of Buenos Aires, even though everybody calls it tango, but he avoided the debate by simply calling his music música ciudadana, music of the city of Buenos Aires. But Piazzolla's work was, and to some degrees, still rejected by some tango purists here in Argentina, saying that what he performs is not actually tango, it's something else. Well, having electric guitars and drums in tango is not tango, according to these purists that think of only a bandoneon, a violin, and the typical tango orchestra of the 1930s, 40s, I don't know, D'Arienzo, Aníbal Troilo, which, by the way, Piazzolla integrated Aníbal Troilo's orchestra in his beginnings. But this is not about Piazzolla, it's about the man who wrote the song performed at that concert I told you about in the late 1960s, the man who wrote the lyrics. The song is Balada para un Loco, and the rendition that we have for you is that of Roberto Goyeneche, in honor of Horacio Ferrer, the lyricist, the poet, who was born exactly 92 years ago in Montevideo.
Las tardecitas de Buenos Aires tienen ese, qué sé yo, viste. Salí de tu casa por Arenales, lo de siempre, en la calle y en voz. Cuando de repente, de atrás de un árbol, me aparezco yo. Mezcla rara de penúltimo lingera y de primer polizonte en el viaje a Venus. Medio melón en la cabeza, las rayas de la camisa pintadas en la piel, dos mediasuelas clavadas en los pies y una banderita de taxi libre levantada en cada mano. ¿Te reís? Pero solo vos me ves, porque los maniquíes me guiñan, los semáforos me dan tres luces celestes y las naranjas del frutero de la esquina me tiran azares. ¡Vení! Que así, medio bailando y medio volando, me saco el melón para saludarte, te regalo una banderita y te digo... Ya sé que estoy piantao, piantao, piantao. ¿No ves que va la luna rodando por Callao? Que un corso de astronautas y niños con un vals me baila alrededor. Baila, vení, volá. Ya sé que estoy piantao, piantao, piantao. Yo miro a Buenos Aires del nido de un gorrión y a vos te vi tan triste. Vení, volá, sentí el loco berretín que tengo para vos. Loco, loco, loco. Cuando anochezca en tu porteña soledad, por la ribera de tu sábana vendré con un poema y un trombón a desvelarte el corazón. Loco, 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 loco. Como un acróbata demente saltaré sobre el abismo de tu escote hasta sentir enloquecí tu corazón de libertad, ya vas a ver. Salgamos a volar, querida mía. Subite a mi ilusión super sport y vamos a correr por las cornisas con una golondrina en el motor. De vieites nos aplauden. ¡Viva, viva! Los locos que inventaron el amor. Y un ángel y un soldado y una niña nos dan un valsecito bailador. Nos sale a saludar la gente linda y loco, pero tuyo, qué sé yo. Provoco campanario con la risa y al fin te miro y canto a media voz. Quereme así piantao, piantao, piantao. Trépate a esta ternura de locos que hay en mí. Ponete esta peluca de alondras y volá. Volá conmigo ya. Vení, volá, vení. Quédeme así, piantao, piantao, piantao. Abrite los amores que vamos a intentar. La mágica locura total de revivir. Vení, volá, vení. La la, la la, la la. ¡Viva! ¡Viva, viva, loco! ¡Locos! ¡Locos!
al mondo.
Rai Argentina面向世界.
Rai
Argentina vers le monde.
Rai Argentina to the world.
Rai 世界に向けて Argentina.
Rai Argentina al mondo.
Rai Argentina al mondo.
Rai Argentinian in die Welt.
Rai Argentina al mondo.
RAE Argentina to the World presents Raúl Carnota, The Innovator. Self-taught musician and remarkable guitar player, Raúl Carnota offered the jewels of the Argentine folklore, orAs he himself liked to say, our Creole music. Raúl Carnota was born in Buenos Aires in 1947, but he grew up in the city of Mar del Plata, where his family had moved during his childhood. His family highly appreciated the folklore music, and not only did they listen to it on the radio at home, but they often attended musical shows. After dropping out the veterinarian school, Carnota made his debut as drum player of a huge referent of Argentine folklore music, Adolfo Ábalos. Being also a guitar player, he accompanied another Argentine tango artists such as Horacio Salgan and jazz representatives as Enrique Villegas, among others. In 1982, Carnota sent some of his compositions to iconic Mercedes Sosa, who included a couple in her next recording. One of them was the beautiful Zamba, A Cry from Santiago, recorded by Carnota himself and Suna Rocha.
Busco al sol y me llevo hasta el sueño tanto siento que es el bendequicho que tiro de mis venas, me hace gritar.
Olvida ya nuestras tristezas.
Yo soy cantor,
vidalero de mi tierra santiagueña.
And together with the chacarera Salamanqueando pa' mí, they enhanced Carnota's career. These two compositions, says musical critic Federico Monjo, were enough to spot a gifted composer, as if the old folklore tradition showed a new melodic trend. Carnota's music portrayed a new boost. Nothing could express it better and more clearly than Grito Santiagueño, a cry from Santiago. From then on, his songs were recorded by a myriad of interpreters, let alone by himself. Raúl Carnota tells us about his musical formation.
Entre los años 73 y 83...
Between 1973 and 1983, I worked as a session musician. I played for other singers, accompanied interpreters and groups. And from then on, I had the opportunity of playing in different places of our country. That helped me learn about the music of the different regions, since I played with the people of those regions. And that way, I learned to play. I grew up as a musician. It was a long way.
De cada región, de tocarlas con la gente de esa región.
Cuando la pena entra, no hay quien la pueda.
Chosen as Best Author and Interpreter of the Year in 1986 at the Cosquín Folklore Festival, he started accumulating prizes and awards. Yet, he avoided massive festivals and took shelter in a more intimate relation between himself and his public.
Cuando la pena entra, no hay quien la pueda. Ni vinos ni vidalas la echan pa' fuera. Poco a poco iré llegando, paso a paso hacia mi muerte. Y al final que tal vez de viejo encuentre mi suerte.
For me, to compose is to talk. We must talk only when we have something to say. Otherwise, same as in a heap of musical notes, the best harmony is silence, he said in an interview.
Esperar, cajoneando fuerte el bombo y la hago bailar. Salamanca, llévatela. Me topé con una bruja y al despertar me he encontrado con mi suegra y se va a quedar. Un alma o dos, Salamanca, llévatelo. Mi chacarerita doble es la sin sol, machadito y por las noches sale mejor. Salamanquero soy, señor. Despertar, yo me la encontré gritando.
trabajar. Salamanca, llévatela. Si es agarrado el pulpero, créamelo, después de los 20 vinos no más me fió. Salamanca, llévatelo. Parriña ni puchero, pobre ladrón. Salamanca, llévatelos. Mi chacarerita doble es la sin sol. Machadito y por las noches sale mejor. Salamanquero soy, señor.
During the 90s, Raúl Carnota published 3 records that settled him as a musician of all times. His open spirit, the arrangements he made, and the dissonances of his guitar, as well as his taste of improvisations, make evident in his music the influence of jazz. As a matter of fact, he defines his music as a compilation of influences.
Toda la música desde el norte de América.
All the music from the north of America to the Patagonia mixes the 3 cultures, the white, the Indian, and the black. And it can be seen everywhere, throughout America, no matter the country. Then it is permeable to influences, acquired through colonization or imperialism, I don't know. It doesn't matter, but influences do exist.
No por la colonización, por no sé, no importa.
Tal vez cuando me entiendan ya sea un poco tarde, pero los pienso perdonar. Soy hombre razonable.
Raúl Carnota's music, both his compositions and his arrangements, was quite resisted by the traditional factions of our folklore. Yet, although aware of the situation, Carnota never stopped composing the music he liked. In fact, about his own music, Carnota said,
"Yo nací en la ciudad de Buenos Aires, en un barrio de tango."
I was born in the city of Buenos Aires in a tango headquarter. And considering the times, I should have played rock and roll, something that sometimes I did. But when I had to make a decision, I took to folklore, since I thought it was a genre available to all those who wanted to play it. Thus, despite the risk of not being accepted, a situation I suffered at the beginning because people find it hard to accept innovations, I started gaining popularity little by little. I live on this and for this. I'm a privileged person because I live on what I do, and I do what I like.
De hacerla distinta, al principio me costó un poquitito.
Bien tempranito arranco desde mi catre viejo. Dale que dale sin parar. Meta pensar canejo.
Raúl Carnota never liked his music to be called folklore. He'd rather call it Creole music. And within that category, he said that sometimes he composed rural music and some other times urban music. And it was during a debate about popular music and experiences that another great musician, guitar player Juan Falú, said of Raúl Carnota's music.
Te voy a decir una cosa, Raúl. Vos hacés una música.
Let me tell you, Raúl, that you play a musical genre that bears no doubt regarding its identity. Your innovations, welcome as they are, you are an awesome composer. Your innovations have never entailed a breakage with the folklore aesthetics, the structure which you may consider a prison and which may be the most conservative, is, at the same time, a challenge of freedom. You can enjoy freedom within the structure. It is something extraordinary that links us, at least from my point of view, with the future and the past.
Y al mismo tiempo un desafío para la libertad, poder tener libertad dentro de la forma, ¿sí?
Con la ilusión como fusil entre el chango a la vida.
And Juan Falú is right. Raúl Carnota's music links us with his freedom, the future and the past. Not by chance, several musicians of future generations admit his influence. And that's the reason why many young interpreters continue recording his music. Raúl Carnota died in 2014 in Buenos Aires with the best recognition ever, having become the referent artist of many young musicians.
Largo mi grito a los vientos a olvidarme de tu olvido entre sueños a solas con mis recuerdos. Tu distancia y mi camino a los cerros. ¿Cómo haré con esta pena? Hoy canto para desangrar la palomita. ¿Dónde enterrar el cariño? Mis esperanzas hay vidita, solo quiero luz para andar y andar. Mezclado entre nubes voy a encontrar mi soledad.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Raúl Carnota, The Innovator. Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Julián Carballo. The Voice, Miriam Túrcula.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, mirando al mundo.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, more music by Horacio Ferrer. On the occasion of his birth anniversary in 1933. Horacio Ferrer was a lyricist who worked with Astor Piazzolla mainly, not only, but mainly with Astor Piazzolla, and he wrote some songs that definitely are part of the iconic songbook of tango. And another one is this one called Chiquilín de Bachín, the little boy or the little kid from Bachín, which is a picture of poverty in the city, no, of a poor child in the city. It's very touching, a very touching song. In this case, sung by José Ángel Trelles.
Por las noches, cara sucia de angelito. Con blue jean vende rosas por las mesas del boliche de Bachín. Si la luna brilla sobre la parrilla, come luna y pan de hollín. Cada aurora en su tristeza que no quiere amanecer, lo madruga un 6 de enero con la estrella del revés y tres reyes gatos roban sus zapatos, uno izquierdo y el otro también. Chiquilín, dame un ramo de voz. paléame con tres rosas que duelan a cuenta del hambre que no te entendí, chiquilín. Cuando el sol pone a los pibes delantales de aprender, él aprende cuánto cero le quedaba por saber. Y a su madre mira, gira que te gira, pero no la quiere ver. Cada aurora en la basura, con un pan y un tallarín, se fabrica un barrilete para irse y sigue aquí. Es un hombre extraño, niño de mil años, que por dentro le enreda el violín. Chiquilín, dame un ramo de voz, así salgo a vender mis vergüenzas en flor. Paléame con tres rosas que duelan a cuenta del hambre que no te entendí, chiquilín.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina, hacia el mundo.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
No es una bebida, es más bien una costumbre, como rascarse. Cuando llega alguien a tu casa, la primera frase es hola y la segunda, unos mates.
Mate is a custom, says radio host Lalomir. It's a custom like scratching yourself. When someone arrives at your place at home, the first thing you say is hello, good morning, welcome. But then you say, hey, do you want some mate?
Ese mate está perfecto, ni se te ocurra tocarlo. La bombilla está requieta, no la muevas con la mano. Ya puso primero y la montaña la arruinó. La mueve de arriba para abajo, de abajo para arriba y te digo para, déjala quieta y toma. La mueve de arriba para abajo y te digo para, déjala.
The culture of mate has experienced remarkable expansion worldwide in recent decades. It has been adopted by many in Europe, especially in Spain and Italy, where various enthusiasts drink it regularly. The Argentine and Uruguayan diaspora has carried mate to other countries, keeping its traditions alive by organizing gatherings and sharing the culture. Zoe Saldana, an American actress and model of Dominican and Puerto Rican background, is counted among its drinkers, and she states...
Empezó en realidad cuando yo era jovencita viviendo en la República Dominicana, que teníamos algunos amigos que eran chilenos y argentinos que iban a la misma escuela que yo. La primera vez que lo probé me sentí tan despierta.
I drink mate, I like it. I started having it as a young girl in the Dominican Republic thanks to some Chilean friends that went to school with me. As an adult, I reconnected with mate thanks to my makeup artist. She's from Buenos Aires and drinks it every day. I like it with a little sugar, and she taught me that the water should never boil. I pour the water, leaving some of the yerba dry, and I drink my mate. Mate has been incorporated into wellness and healthy lifestyle trends, and many people see it as an alternative to other caffeinated beverages, appreciating its benefits and the social ritual of sharing it. The growth of the mate market has led to an increase in related products, from bombillas, the straws, to containers or gourds, and also flavored mate herbs. Local and international brands are starting to take mate further and further. In some countries, events and festivals dedicated to mate have begun to be celebrated, educating people about its preparation and consumption, thus strengthening its cultural presence. Sabrina Carpenter, a popular actress and singer in the United States, is also a fan of mate.
Fans know that I have a very terrible obsession with yerba mate. It's an Argentinian tea. I'm just really, I've been an addiction for quite some.
Platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter have allowed celebrities and users to share their experiences with mate, generating curiosity and interest around the social media universe. This has contributed to its global visibility. This South American beverage is very common in the football environment. More and more sports people worldwide are drinking mate, as it is beneficial and considered a non-tropic due to its stimulating and energizing properties. Physicians recommend having it before training, assuring that athletic performance can increase by up to 5%. And this is due to the benefits this infusion, this beverage, brings both for the mind as well as the body. American actor Viggo Mortensen, of Lord of the Rings fame, lived in Argentina as a child, in the province of Chaco and in Buenos Aires City as well. And in an interview, Viggo has shared how he started drinking mate.
De niño, era en verano. Y en verano se hace una cosa, en vez de agua caliente se le mete, por ejemplo, jugo de naranja, muy fría. Y le
As
dicen,
a child, le, in the summer, instead of hot water, mate is made with very cold orange juice because of the heat. They call it tereré, and it keeps you awake without making you too nervous, like coffee. And with mate, you can go all day. In this report, we'll introduce some international celebrities who have shown their appreciation for mate, influencing their followers for and helping popularize this drink in countries like the US and also in Europe. With Leo Messi and Uruguay's Luis Suarez as main representatives and promoters and ambassadors, the football world is one of the environments where mate has penetrated the most. Influenced by them, Brazil's Neymar Jr. became a regular consumer. Cristiano Ronaldo started drinking mate thanks to footballers Rodrigo Bentancur and Paulo Dybala, with whom he integrated Juventus in Turin. He's often seen sharing mate with his Argentine wife, Georgina Rodriguez. Another footballer, Juan Román Riquelme, one of the top figures in the history of the sport in the country, has said. I've got two very big vices. One is drinking mate, the other is eating asado.
Vení sonando, vas dibujando arco iris en la hoz. Cada mañana.
French striker Antoine Griezmann, a figure for Atlético de Madrid, has also interacted with numerous Uruguayan and Argentine players throughout his career. They were the reasons he tried mate at that time. Nowadays, Griezmann knows very well how to prepare mate and does it naturally, as he were Argentine or Uruguayan. He claims that matecito gives him energy and compares it to other hot beverages like tea and coffee. Wu Lei from China, Egypt's Mohamed Salah, English player Kieran Trippier and Korea's Son Heung-min are just a few of the international footballers who have tried and helped spread mate worldwide.
Está perfecto, ni se te ocurra tocarlo. La bombilla está requieta, no la muevas con la mano. Ya puso primero y la montaña la arruinó. La mueve de arriba para abajo, de abajo para arriba. Y te digo para, déjala quieta y toma.
But mate has not only reached the arena of football. Miley Cyrus, for example, has shared moments on social media where she's seen drinking mate, leading many of her followers to feel curious and inspired to try it. For Miley, mate is not just a drink, but also a way to connect with friends and enjoy social moments. Hollywood actor Chris Evans has mentioned mate on several occasions, surprising many of his followers. Through interviews and posts, he has revealed that he enjoys mate for its flavor and the social experience of sharing it with friends. The lead singer of Metallica, James Hetfield, drinks mate and brings his equipment to every show. The musician has been married since 1997 to an Argentine woman who introduced the rocker to this custom.
El mate no es una bebida. El mate es una costumbre, es un ritual, es una cuestión filosófica. El mate es, en el fondo, una conversación, es abrazar al otro. Por eso el mate es también intrínsecamente argentino.
Mate is not just a drink. Mate is a custom, it's a ritual, it's a philosophical matter. It's essentially a conversation, embracing the other. That's why mate is intrinsically Argentine. The expansion of mate is an interesting phenomenon that reflects globalization and cultural exchange, becoming a beverage which is appreciated in various contexts. This was Mate from Argentina to the World, a feature produced by Luis Pandini.
Y recuerdos queridos, camba mate en tu rancho, vivían con vos. Eras todo nostalgia, eras todo ternura. Te has quedado en mi pueblo y con mi canción. En tu barrio tranquilo, por las tardecitas, en tu rancho de lata solías tocar ese mate criollo que en tus labios tan rojo derramabas dulzura y un recuerdo fugaz.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン
RAE, Argentina al mundo
La RAE, Argentina al mundo
RAE, Argentinien in die Welt
RAE, Argentina al mundo RAE, Argentina al mundo RAE, Argentina 面向世界
RAE, Argentina vers le monde
RAE, Argentina to the world
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン
RAE, Argentina al mundo
La RAE, Argentina al mundo
RAE, Argentinien in die Welt
RAE, Argentina al mundo
And let's go over the headlines before signing offPresident Javier Milei's upcoming trip to Europe and Israel confirmed. visa exemption for Argentines traveling to China is now in effect. Colombian President Gustavo Petro claims assassination attempt. Panama seizes drug shipment bound for Europe. Platense wins the Apertura final, claiming the first championship title in its 120-year history. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, for Monday, June 2, 2025. Our sound technician was Guillermo Veja, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening, and hasta mañana. And for signing off, one more song by Horacio Ferrer on the anniversary of his birth. Balada para mi muerte, a ballad for my death.
Moriré en Buenos Aires, será de madrugada, guardaré mansamente las cosas de vivir. Mi pequeña poesía de adioses y de balas, mi tabaco, mi tango, mi puñado de spleen. Me pondré por los hombros de abrigo toda el alba, mi penúltimo whisky quedará sin beber. Llegará tangamente mi muerte enamorada, yo estaré muerta en punto cuando sean las seis. Hoy que Dios me deja de soñar, a mi olvido iré por Santa Fe. Sé que en nuestra esquina vos ya estás, todo de tristeza hasta los pies. Abrázame fuerte que por dentro oigo muertes, viejas muertes, agrediendo lo que amé. Alma mía, vamos yendo, llega el día, no llores. Moriré en Buenos Aires, será de madrugada, que es la hora en que mueren los que saben morir. Flotará en mi silencio la mufa perfumada de aquel verso que nunca yo te pude decir. Andaré tantas cuadras y allá en la Plaza Francia, como sombras fugadas de un cansado ballet, repitiendo tu nombre por una calle blanca, se me irán los recuerdos en puntitas de pie. Moriré en Buenos Aires, será de madrugada, guardaré mansamente las cosas de vivir, mi pequeña poesía de adioses y de balas, mi tabaco, mi tango, mi puñado de spleen. Me pondré por los hombros y abrigo todo el alba, mi penúltimo whisky quedará sin beber. Llegará tangamente mi muerte enamorada, yo estaré muerta en punto